Why do you believe Sydney may have water restrictions enforced very soon?
We're in a pretty severe drought at the moment. I think that's in southeastern Australia. We all know about what's happening in the Murray-Darling and the horror of those fish kills. But there's a lot of towns at the moment, Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales, in severe drought, and it's starting to bite in the capital cities, particularly mean Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney. So I think what's happening in the inland is starting to hit us now.
What are the chances of serious water restrictions in the next few months?
Oh, it's almost certain. I could be wrong. We could have a fantastic period of rain for the next month, but that looks unlikely. The trajectory and the outlook seems to be more of the same, and it is really dry. Water is trickling into our storages, yet our demand is pretty much undiminished. So I expect Sydney's water storages have just gone a shade below 55% of full storage. When we hit 50, and I think it's when, not if, that's when restrictions will come in.
What will these water restrictions mean for the average person?
I think for the average person, oh look, that's such a good question. I think for the average person, it could be slightly inconvenient, but it would also be an opportunity to do something. I think a lot of people are really concerned about farmers, about rivers and fish and what's going on. And it's a chance for the individual to do something, you know, to be a bit more conscious about, you know, watering. Perhaps the garden doesn't need to be bright green all the time. Perhaps the car doesn't need to be hosed down every week. It just might be just a few little things that we do and just think a bit more to save water. And I totally encourage that.
What will the water restrictions mean for the greater Sydney society?
Again, I think we're pretty well set up. It could be difficult. We're at 55%. We've got 5 million people. We have very, very large water storages in Sydney. So we can go for another couple of years like we are at the moment. Desalination is in the process of starting up for Sydney, whether we like it or not, and lots don't like it. And if it keeps getting a bit drier, they are going to double the size of the desalination.
Why is it so important not to waste water?
I think water is a gift of nature. It falls from the sky for free. But I think in Australia, we are really, really aware of the importance of water for all forms of life. You know, for fish, for plants, for ourselves, every part of life. And we are the driest continent. Antarctica actually gets less precipitation, but they don't get much evaporation down there. There's parts of Australia where evaporation exceed rainfall by 20 times. We have the lowest runoff. That is, for any volume of water, on average around Australia, only about 12% of rain will turn into surface water. So we don't have much of it. We need to capture it, store it, use it carefully. We've got more and more people living in our capital cities, so we've got to live within our means. So I think this is just a difficult relationship Australians have with water, and we're just moving into the next adventure.
What more can be done to educate people about the importance of water?
Yeah, look, I actually think we use a lot of water in Sydney. I think we need to hold a bit of a mirror up. I've just calculated Water New South Wales give really good statistics. So over the last week, Sydney side has used an average of 1,452 megalitres a day. That is roughly 700 Olympic swimming pools of water a day. With 5 million people, I just did some back-of-the-envelope calculations here, that's about 290 litres per person per day. Now, that sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Mm.
Did you know that's nearly twice what Melbourne people use? I love Melbourne. Melbourne does lots of great things. We can learn something from them. Melbourne residents use an average of 161 litres per day. And I'm trying to work out why. Sydney's a garden city. Melbourne's a garden city. Brisbane residents use less than us, so it's not just temperature. But in Melbourne, they are much more conscious about water. They got a lot lower in the millennium drought. But they also pay more for water, and the more you use in your residence in Melbourne, they actually charge you more per litre. Sydney has a flat price. 300 litres per person per day at the moment. We pay $2.10 per 1,000 litres. So the average person only uses about 60 cents of water a day. So I think pricing has a bit to do with this behaviour too.
Are the water restrictions happening because of climate change?
We can't answer that. That's a really good point. It could be climate change. The evidence is building that in southern Australia we are getting less rainfall and it's becoming less reliable. In southwestern Australia, that is, you know, Perth down to Albany, Bunbury, etc., the evidence is in. They've got clear climate change there. Getting on for a 50-year period, they have consecutively lower annual rainfall and less water in the waterways. Southern Australia, as in southeastern Australia, it looks like it might be happening here. Every single water authority in southeastern Australia is watching this space closely, and they have a climate change adaptation just in case. They don't debate it. This is a known risk, and we prepare for risks.